Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's a special on Channel 11 tonight, and it's called Inventing Improv, How a Trailblazing Woman Sparked the Improvisational Theater Movement and Made Chicago the Home of Improv. Here is a bit of a preview.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Second City.
This new kind of comedy that hadn't existed before. It wasn't in New York. It was here in Chicago.
Just look at the roster of the people that have come out of Second City in television and film, everything.
It really started here. It started with Viola.
Viola Spolin is the mother of improvisation.
This kind of theater that she came up with ended up changing not only American theater, but film and television.
We celebrate these amazing, well-known artists, but we often forget that there was a woman at the center.
The writer and director of this special joins us now, Jude Leek. And Jude, we've heard all of those great names from the past, Second City alum, Tina Fey, Bill Murray, John Belushi. I never heard this woman's name. How come?
Well, I think a lot of it is because she was a woman of her time and she was an educator. And very often those folks, especially at the early, early to mid 20th century, when they contribute something like this, they get left behind historically, I think, to some degree. So, now it's her time. It's her due. So this is her hour, and we're really excited to tell the story because it's pretty fascinating.
Viola Spolin. We think of those names I just mentioned and others like Stephen Colbert and Carell, people you'll see in the special tonight on Channel 11. But it goes back way before Second City, doesn't it?
Oh my God! Yeah, it starts probably in the early 1920s. Viola was a daughter of Russian Jewish immigrants that fled persecution, who worked at Jane Addams Hull House, teaching theater to immigrants, and who created, she gave birth to this new form of theater by creating these over hundreds of games that became the foundation of improvisation. It's a fascinating story that it started basically right here in Chicago at Jane Addams Hull House. That's the birthplace, baby.
And what kind of games are we talking about?
Well, her games, they're not performative. Like, they weren't performative. They were, it was all about, freeing the player. She came from the progressive education movement that was happening at Hull House, and it was all about play and using play as a way to access intuition. So a lot of her games, they're all about getting away from the intellect and into the intuitive and connecting the other players almost on a psychic level, so that the games are all about removing these barriers to free expression, to accessing, and also to be working without a director and to be working without a script. So it was all about being on your feet, using your own ideas. Audience suggestion was first used at Hull House, and she was the one that took the suggestions from the immigrant players, and they would fold their stories into a theatrical performance. So the games in the beginning were all about kind of giving the actors or the players, she always called them players, the tools that they needed to create.
Yep.
And to be comfortable on stage. And so they evolved. Her son was Paul Sills. He's the co-creator of Second City. He was steeped in her methods, and he took all of her methods and used them to attract all of these amazing people when he went to University of Chicago. like Alan, Ed Asner and Joyce and Byrne Piven and Mike Nichols and Elaine May. And they all use Viola's games to open up this potential that they had.
Great Chicago history, rare footage of early sketches, all tonight, the Channel 11 special, Inventing Improv at 8 o'clock. And Jude Leake is the writer and director of the special.
Yeah.
We'll be watching. Thank you, Jude. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.